Let us pray. God, how great You are. How awesome You are. Lord, thank You for allowing us to have an opportunity to worship You today publicly. Thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word that we had opportunity to teach the young ones this week. God, help us now as a church, as we look in Your Word this morning. Lord, I ask You'll speak through me. I'm nothing without You. And Lord, may You show us continually just how great You are today. We give You praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. If you would, just give me a few moments this morning. I want to speak to the parents and grandparents among us. Again, thank you for allowing us to have your children during vacation Bible school. You know, the Bible, God's Word, that is what makes us different than anybody else as a church. The church believes God's Word. The church, with God's help, lives according to God's Word. It is the authority in our lives. The Bible is what makes us who we are. It tells us about placing our faith in Jesus Christ. So as we look in God's Word, the Bible this morning, I want to read from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, it'll be on the screen, or you can look in the Bible there in front of you on the back of the pew. But Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses, God is speaking to the people through Moses. They had received the Ten Commandments, the laws of God, and which is called the Torah, or the first five books of the Bible, and the Ten Commandments. And it is, God is saying to the people how important it is to know what He says. Do you think it's important to know what God says? I do. And we have what God has said to mankind from Genesis to Revelation, and the final revelation from God to man is Jesus Christ. So we know everything that we should know about God through Jesus Christ, His final revelation. So as we see in Deuteronomy chapter 6, God is saying, now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, hear, O God's people, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, O hear, O people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So we all agree that what God says is important. And if what God says is, to me, the most important thing that anyone has ever said, the things of God, so it should be important enough, grandparents, it should be important enough, parents, for you to tell your children about God's Word. If it's the most important words that's ever been spoken, then you parents, you grandparents, ought to lead your children and grandchildren to love God's Word, the Bible. Amen, church? So it's very important. This passage of Scripture, it tells us in verse 2 that we should have a fear of the Lord, which means a reverence of the Lord, a great utmost respect of God. And when you have a reverence or respect of someone, when they speak, don't you always listen to what they say? If you have a respect of somebody. So God is speaking and we have this reverence before God when He speaks to us through His Word, and we reverence what God says. Also in verse 2, it says that God asks us or commands us to build upon His Word. And He promises that when we build our lives upon His Word and we teach our children, our grandchildren, God promises that He will bless us and He will bless the land. Our land needs a blessing today. God's people should return to what God says in His Word, because our land needs a blessing today. And it's up to God's people to get back in God's Word so that God can bless us again. So He promises, not me, but God promises a blessing upon families when they teach God's Word. Also, in verses 4 and 5, it tells us to really focus our lives on loving the Lord. It says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with all your being. Focus your love on the Lord. Now, if you really love somebody, when they speak, don't you listen to what they say? I love my wife, and I know when she may be a little upset at me, because I listen. I'm getting hard of hearing, but I can still pick up the tone. When she's speaking lovingly to me, my ears perk up and say, "That girl loves me." Okay? Folks, when we are in God's Word and you're reading it and studying it, God will speak to you. His Spirit will speak to your heart. You'll have His Word in your heart. And when you love somebody, you will want to know what they say. Don't you? Teach your children and grandchildren to love the Lord with all their being and love what He says in His Word. Also, this passage of Scripture gives us priorities in our parenting. God thinks it is very important to how you parent. God thinks it's very important to how you grandparent. And the most important thing that we can lead our children is to love God and to love His Word. That's the most important. Please don't run after worldly things and teach your children that this is more important than worship, or that is more important than Bible study, or that is more important than coming together in the house of God in public worship and to worship Him and to study His Word and to hear a message from Him. Don't teach your children and grandchildren that something else is more important than that. Teach your children. Because our land needs a blessing. Your family needs the hand of blessing of God upon it. Teach them the Word of God. Live it before them. So we should have priorities in our parenting. We are to teach truth intentionally. When we are in our homes, we ought to say, "I know, what does God say about that?" Or what do you think God says in His Word on how to treat so-and-so at school? Or how to love our neighbor? What does God say about it? And we are to teach this truth of God's Word intentionally. Today it's a thought in this world that we are to allow our children to do what they want to do and let them grow up, and they will find the right path they should go on. Or if they want to love the Lord, they'll find it themselves. God says it's up to you, the parent and grandparent, to teach them the Word. Be intentional about it. Point them in the direction to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't only just bring them to church and drop them off. You come, grandparent. You come, parent, to worship. in the Bible study. If you think it's the most important thing is God's Word, then grandparent and parent, you live it too. You live it too. So be intentional about it. Secondly, we should talk truth relationally. How does this relate to what God is speaking to my life? And I know God is speaking to me. And this relationship with God and through His Word, and it ought to, I got a twinge in my heart right now. But it ought to relate. God's Word should relate to us and how we relate to others. So we ought to love Him and love one another. And thirdly, we ought to transmit truth practically. Don't say, we had a little joke in our Sunday school class this morning. We were talking about love. And sometimes it's hard to love others. It's easy to love people like us or likes us first, and it's easy for us to love them. And someone, his initials is Elroy Trimmie. He said, "Well, my wife needs to hear this, okay? I'm not trying to start nothing, okay?" She wasn't in there. She was teaching class. And I said, "Well, this doesn't relate to marriage." And I said it sarcastically, okay? The Word of God relates to our lives so practically that when we are reading it and studying it, it will affect every aspect of your life. When I had opportunity to share in the classrooms this week, the last two nights, about how to receive Christ, and if God is touching on their hearts, that is God saying to come to Him. By the way, you can't save yourself. God has to take the initiative. God has to touch your heart to be saved. So that is why it's so important to respond in faith when God is speaking to your heart. But I was sharing with them about receiving Christ. In the last part of it, I said, "What's next?" And I use these pictures. The first thing on what's next after you receive Christ and follow Him in believer's baptism is you read your Bible. And I said, if you do not have a Bible, we will give you a Bible. But read your Bible. Secondly, it says to pray. Read your Bible and pray to Jesus. Thirdly, tell others about Him. And I said this, that if you will read your Bible, and that if you will pray to Jesus as your friend, you will grow spiritually. And if you're reading your Bible and if you're really praying, you cannot help but tell others about Jesus. Grandparent, parent, if you're reading your Bible and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ that you're actually talking with Him daily, on a daily basis, you cannot help but lead your children and grandchildren to Christ. Can't help but do it. So what are you doing? Don't let this end today. Don't let, "Hey, we had a good time at VBS. See you next year." Don't let that happen. You be intentional about God's Word. We need a blessing in this land. You need a blessing. And it'll only come when God's people get in love again with what God says. What God says. We're fixing to have an invitation. And some of you have been in Bible study all week. We have had a great adult class. Or maybe this morning, God has dealt with your heart, and you would like to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. I will be here to help anybody. Maybe you have received Christ this week in VBS, And you would like to just come and tell the whole church publicly, I'm a Christian now. All we'll do is welcome you and clap for you and say thank you. Praise the Lord. But that's only if it's okay with your parents' children, if you want to do that. But an invitation is, we're inviting you to respond, not to me, but what God says. Do you want to make a commitment publicly and say, I am devoted from this day forward to do all I can to intentionally teach the truth to my children and grandchildren? You know what? You need to know the truth first before you can teach it. You know that? You got to know it here. Got to know it here. You got to know Jesus, the truth and the life. So we're giving you an opportunity. And if you'd like to talk more about Christ Jesus, I'm available through the week. I have a cell phone. You can call the church office. I'm as available as a man can possibly be. Okay? But right now, you can respond right now, if you will. Let us pray as we prepare for invitation. God, what a great time it has been to see children. So much life and energy. And God, how we as a church long again for life and energy that comes from you. But it takes us to get in your word. It takes us loving your word and teaching your word. That's what makes us different than anything else. Well, God, we ask help even in this. Lord, I pray if... Lord, those who may need to respond this morning, that may right now, because you're touching their hearts, right now they need to receive you because they can't do it on their own some other time. God, may you touch hearts. May you woo them unto yourself. And may you receive all the praise and glory for all eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen.